The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Oh, boy. The World Health Organization, the United Nations, UNICEF, they have got a bad headache right now because they have been found out, Dr. Batar. The vaccines that they promote to save the children, the people of planet Earth, particularly in Africa, have been found to contain an ingredient that stimulates termination of pregnancies that even haven't occurred yet. You know how we've been talking about the fact that these vaccines are being used for population reduction or, global agendas to keep population at bay or reduce it? This is stunning information that's now being revealed.
Well, I'm a little confused with this article, too, because I'm looking at it, and they're talking about that the vaccine delays the human chorionic gonadotropin.
Right.
And human chorionic gonadotropin is actually what is measured when they assess a woman whether she's pregnant or not. That's what they use to assess pregnancy.
Correct, yes. And what they're finding is that by the introduction of this form of HCG in the vaccines, that they're stimulating some form of antibody or antigen response to HCG. So that when a pregnancy occurs and an implantation occurs and HCG goes up, that somehow the targeting of the fertile cell, the cell that has been fertilized now, is attacked, and ultimately what happens is a spontaneous abortion, so to speak. A miscarriage occurs.
Gotcha, yeah, okay. Yeah, this is sinister, I would say. This definitely falls into the category of sinister.
Yeah, nefarious, sinister, all of that. You know, the things that we've been saying for years, and of course those in the so-called mainstream of the official stories of thought out there said, you know, you guys are just kind of saying things that are not backed up by anything. And now, I mean, this is coming from like a big Catholic league out there, which claims to not be for abortion, yet finding out that their promotion of vaccines has induced abortions.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's interesting that they're saying that nobody's refuting it. The United Nations did not refute the findings and did not try to say that, you know, didn't question the laboratory testing or methodology. They essentially admitted and confirmed that HCG was present, but instead of taking responsibility, that they claimed that it was a contamination. And that's interesting because how can anything be contaminated with human chorionic gonadotropin? It's not like something that just sprouts up somewhere, you know what I mean?
Right, it just jumped into the syringe when we weren't looking. I mean, that's just not the way it happens, especially when they ran multiple analyses on different batches and found them all, quote-unquote, contaminated with something that, of course, wouldn't be possible if you were to say it was an accident in one batch.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. So that's again, you know, this just kind of comes back to the CDC aspect when we talked about the manipulation of the data, and when asked about, well, why is it that the exclusion criteria was based upon birth certificates for the black children, the necessity for having birth certificates for the black children in the study versus the white children not needing the birth certificate. You remember that dialogue that we had a couple weeks back? And they didn't refute the issue. They just said, well, we were trying to collect demographic information, which was absurd because the type of demographic information that they were trying to collect is not available on any birth certificate. So it's interesting. You see, they know that they can't refute it, but they instead distract from the truth. It's almost like what's it called when you call it a distraction and to hopefully create somebody else to you hopefully create a stimulus so the people start looking at the other stimulus where...
Well, it's a diversion. Yeah, they call diversion. It's a tactic that's called diversion. Right, exactly.
Right.
And yes, what can they do? Because they've been caught dead to rights in here. And here you've got these Kenyan Catholic doctors and Kenya's Catholic bishops charging the United Nations organizations with sterilizing millions of the girls in their country under the cover of anti-tetanus vaccination program. And, you know, I know that you don't do these kind of shots, nor do I, but the idea of a tetanus vaccine even is usually they do in response to somebody had just gotten, you know, the whole theoretical rusty nail, never mind that it's caused by contaminated feces that you stepped on that has direct access to the blood, for instance. But that aside, it's a pretty rapid vaccine thing. I think it's done within, you know, either one, two, or three shots, but right away, it's not you're waiting over five years like they're doing it, or even 2 years like they're doing it here. So everything about this would be designed to ensure that they could get some sort of antigen response to HCG based on this.
Yeah, it's a very, very good point. And I like the way that in this particular article, they list the criminal activity from this action. So they have it listed as the first crime, no informed consent. Second crime, race-based genocide. Third crime, the deliberate killing, the intentional killing of human beings. The fourth crime is violation of Geneva Convention limitations in medical experimentation. And the fifth crime, crimes against women. So they're not sugarcoating it in this article. Actually, this is a National News article. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, it links out, and there's a secondary link out to the story that's talking about the Catholic bishops that have targeted this, but the way it's framed here is a little more direct because we've been covering this so many years that it's really not a surprise. Perhaps it is somewhat shocking, again, when you think about how brazen they are in doing this, that they thought maybe we wouldn't get caught, but now that we have, let's just try to divert the attention and look somewhere else. Last hour, Dr. Batar, we talked about a story of the drug called Abilify, which has made $6.9 billion in sales in the U.S. alone over the last year. And yet the FDA admits they have no idea how it works. They don't know the mechanism of action. And yet it was approved. And then they claim when we talk about a supplement doing something that we're the ones who are not scientific.
Yeah, that's true. It's interesting, too, this article, not to distract from the actual article itself or the subject, but on that fifth crime, I'm sorry, that's going to come on the, which one would it be? I guess it would be the third crime, the deliberate intentional killing of human beings. The five vectors for destroying humanity, part of this article, but now they're talking from a general perspective, the five vectors used to destroy mankind are listed as 1, vaccines, 2, viruses, 3, foods, 4, water, and 5, chemtrails, the atmospheric deployment of various types of chemicals. Now, if we were, can we kind of go into this? Because I like this topic because it's more general and more applicable to everybody listening here, because I don't know whether we have a lot of people from Africa listening to the show, Robert.
We do have some, but it's probably not the largest audience we have around the world. So, yeah, absolutely. I think it's important to discuss this.
Yeah, so I think vaccines, we've beaten them over the head anyway. So pretty much everybody that listened to us for, I guess in February of next year, it'll be, what, 5 years? Or we'll be starting our fifth year, right?
We'll have to check with Super Don. Keep us up on date. So I like that because... We're all a bunch of guys. You know, if we ask our wives, they'll know the date, the time, and the place, and the minute, and the second. But we'll be like, what year was it?
Right. You're right. No, I'm almost certain that we started in February 2011,
mm-hmm.
in which case then February 2015 would be the launch of our fifth year.
Wow. Stunning. I'm telling you, the kind of information that we've been able to deliver, thank God it's still available because I wouldn't want any of it to go to waste.
Well, so the point being the vaccines we've quite effectively, I think, discussed the various aspects from the vaccines, mm-hmm. from the vaccine perspective, at least as far as the vector for destroying humanity. We have somewhat talked about viruses, but you know, it's interesting that they've listed viruses here separately, because I would put opportunistics down here. I'm not sure why they put viruses down separately, not bacteria, spirochetes, mycoplasma, yeast, etc. Why specifically virus? Maybe it's because the virus can be grafted and you can actually create mutations within the virus. Maybe that's what the intention of the author was. I'm not certain.
I'm pretty sure you're right on that supposition, because, of course, as we've seen the strangeness of Ebola, how there's evidently evidence of some tampering on a genetic basis in that regard. So it's right now in the consciousness of the readers.
Right. Definitely for the readers or for the listeners, H1N1 is a perfect example of a man-made virus, which, of course, they haven't claimed that, but you know that Baxter owned the patent to H1N1 9 or 10 months prior to the first documented case of H1N1. So the first question is, how did they know 10 months before that there would be such a thing as a outbreak of H1N1? And two, how do you patent a freaking virus?
Yeah.
Well, you patent a virus if you're going to have a solution for the virus, theoretically. And so anyway, we've got all these types of, you know, this type of nonsense going on out there. Coming back to the list of the five vectors, the third one, food, interesting, because that's where GMOs would fall under.
Yes.
That's where the homogenization and pasteurization of food would fall underneath that category. Water, long-standing debate on water, but if you remember Hulda Clark, one of the issues that she had, especially in Africa, coming back to Africa, was the use of chlorine in water.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know, the various techniques, bromide, chlorine, purify water, essentially. And we also know that in the industrialized world, the use of fluoride in water.
Right.
Is another
all the halides really mess with our endocrine system and higher functions.
Yeah, exactly. Not to mention the musculoskeletal system, you know, as far as development and such, right. And then the fifth one, which is considered to be a conspiratorial type of notion, is this chemtrails. And I've got some great pictures I should send you, Robert, that I took while taking my son to school. And we leave pretty early in the morning, and it's very distinct. You can see these chemical trails. But within 30 minutes, by the time we get to the school, they actually just look like clouds that are kind of billowing, because they kind of widen and they get lighter in color. But
right.
When you first see them, they're distinct.
Yeah, and then they disperse. Well, let's talk about these five vectors for attempting to destroy or curtail the growth of humanity on planet Earth. What humans will do to other humans. Are they lizard humans? I don't know, but they're certainly not behaving as high spiritual, let's say, consciousness type human beings. We'll stick around. We've got Dr. Bitar for some more advanced medicine here. Medical Rewind continues after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 80.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Yeah, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. Dr. Rasha Bitar and I are RSB here, bringing it to you each and every week. MedicalRewind.com, also a place where you can get these archives really easily and plug into information you will hear probably really nowhere else, especially not in this way. And Dr. Bitar, you're picking out those five vectors for the destruction of humanity from the article we were covering. And the one you were referencing at the end there was the whole concept of chemtrails. Now, it's not only those that are spraying out of these planes, but, of course, any kind of airborne pollution that can be inhaled or even absorbed through the skin is going to be dangerous. But, man, oh, man, when you do see these distinct sprays coming off of the back of jets, which is not the same as a contrail, dissipating into the atmosphere, you know, coming down. I've actually been under those things where I had this metallic taste on my lips when, you know, after being outside in that, I don't want to be. And then I notice there's a metallic taste. It's like, this is not right. This is just not what should be happening.
Well, I've never experienced that myself, but when I'm looking up at the sky and you start seeing these paths that are being carved out in the sky, and they're so uniform. So my son actually said to me, obviously said, Dad, that's just from planes, isn't it? I said, yeah, but how many times have you seen planes flying in that pattern, meaning like 9 planes in a perfect, unless they're like fighter jets, but there's no fighter jets at 7 o'clock in the morning over, you know, unless they're doing some kind of a demonstration or something like that. You just don't see that. And I said, how many times have you seen planes flying that pattern? He goes, never. And I said, that's the point. So look at that. That's not natural. The first question is that natural or not? No, it's absolutely not natural. It's interesting though, within how 20, 30 minutes, that same residue, as it starts to dissipate and billows out, you think it's just normal clouds. But in fact, when you see it early enough, and it's very strategically done at certain times, too, when you don't notice it, when you don't tend to notice it. But this is the third time that I've had the opportunity to actually observe these and videotape them. And it's very, very disturbing the pattern that you see. It's just not anything that you would see naturally occurring. So it has to be chemtrails. And then again, the question that comes up next is, what's the purpose of them? You know, are they trying to fertilize the ground? Are they trying to spray nutrients to help enhance our well-being? Are they, what are they doing up there?
Right. And who's spending the money to do it? Yeah. And it, you know, if you look at this story that kind of stimulated this discussion, the idea that they would put HCG in a vaccine to stimulate antigen response against this hormone, then you got to say, well, no, they're not likely doing it to enhance our health. That would be an unreasonable assumption.
Right. Even though it would be a positive assumption, and it's good to look for the positive. We know that, unfortunately, pretty much when the government does something, whether it's intentional or not, it's not beneficial. It's usually detrimental.
Right.
Why?
What would they spray on us from above to make it? I mean, doesn't nature know what to do with rain and sunshine? I mean, you know, man's going to come in there in his arrogance and say, well, I'll spray something over him. It'll make everybody better.
Exactly. And this is the nature of man. This is the nature of, you know, it's interesting that we talk about the nature of man, how man comes in and pretty much destroys everything, destroys the environment, destroys the ecological balance that's necessary for any type of sustainability. Man pretty much ruins everything. But, Robert, I would introduce another word to replace man.
Okay.
And I would say it would be organized man.
Organized man. Okay.
Yeah, meaning government.
Well, that makes a lot of sense because, you know, if you go into business and say, here's what we want to do. We want to form a business and we want to go up in airplanes and spray toxic chemicals and heavy metals and aluminum on the people. They'd say, what are you, nuts? Who's going to pay for that, right? Nobody.
Right.
But governments would. They're engaged in killing and genocidal activities throughout history. This has been the case. And, you know, if you don't know that yet, you either haven't learned from history or you're in some state of delusion and you're probably taking Abilify. Now, there's another issue on the vaccination issue. They're now finding this so-called scary supervirus, enterovirus D68, which used to be a normal enterovirus that's now maybe killing some kids, maybe. They're saying that the kids who are not vaccinated are not having any problem with this at all. It's only happening in vaccinated children.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe organized man may not be the best term, but I'm thinking something like civilized organized man.
Civilized.
Or something like that. You know, if you think about it, it's exactly what you just said. We need to start to observe what's going on around us and understand what is the agenda, because anybody who wants to make money would never do this. So
exactly. This is not a free market thing to spray people with toxic chemicals from the skies. All right, stick around. We've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rasha Bitar. It's Advanced Medicine. Get his book, the international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. We'll try to take some calls after the break as well. So stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Away today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
At at 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Alive.
Masked man who outsmarted you on your game is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Yeah, revealing those facts and bringing the truth out as well. Dr. Rasha Bitar here, Advanced Medicine, each and every week. And, of course, MedicalRewind.com. Check it out there. Links are up at RobertScottBell.com. Hey, Dr. Pitar, we briefly talked to Tom from Virginia on the break. It kind of got us thinking about detox, right? We're talking about the poisoning through many vectors affecting humanity, affecting individuals, of course. And I certainly was impacted in my young life on it, which is why I turned my life towards detox as a primary mechanism. And you with the book that you've written, we'll talk about. But the concept of detox is still foreign to allopathic medicine.
Yeah, it is. It is very foreign to allopathic medicine. And I think perhaps because there's so many different ways to skin that cat, and so it's not as easy to patent or monopolize the process of getting the body clean. Perhaps that's one reason that modern allopathic medicine doesn't give it the credence that it really deserves. But I do agree with you that modern medicine does not give enough emphasis, in fact, not even a mere pittance to what it really should give towards detoxification, how important it is, the crucial role that detoxification plays in our well-being and our health.
Well, and it's the opposite. I mean, they focus on intoxication, you know, with everything that they give that's approved by the government in this case that has side effects, as they always list them, and you hear them, and they're more horrific than the disease you've been given the drug for. And then if you come and say, hey, I went to the health food store, and I got some milk thistle, I got some dandelion, I got some homeopathics here to detox, your doctor looks at you with a blank stare, you know, not you or, you know, some that you've trained, but you know what I'm saying? In a sense, it's foreign to their training. Even though they know what a liver is.
Yeah. This comes back to my intolerance for physicians.
Sorry, I brought that up. Sorry.
Right. Well, I don't know, Robert. I don't even know what to say. This is the one reason that I do not admit in public, in a social setting, that I'm a doctor. I don't talk about that. And, you know, I don't wear a name tag at conferences. You know, it's so funny. I probably haven't worn a name tag at a conference in over 7 years, and still people pick me out. And these are medical conferences, but I just don't like being recognized as a doctor most of the time. 90% of the time, I just don't like being recognized because it's actually embarrassing the way medicine has progressed.
I thought it was because that last conference you went to, Ty Bollinger put on a thing on your back that said, kick me. And he said, oh, that was just your name badge. That was all it was.
No, it's okay. I don't mind being kicked every now and then. It's always kicked, woken up, right?
Yes, exactly. Well, I mean,
a kick or two never hurt anybody.
Yeah, it depends on where it is, of course. But, you know, the kick we're talking about, of course, to whoever's ready to wake up, you say kick in the head to these doctors who really are poisoning the people. And, you know, we get a call like Tom on the break we just took, and he's got a 94-year-old dad, and, you know, he's in assisted living, may not be able to see a physician such as yourself or someone who's been trained in intravenous chelation detoxification therapies. And, you know, your book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, I'm thinking if he had read it, maybe he has, I don't know, but read it again because there's so much more than IV therapies to detox. I mean, there's a lot more.
Yeah, so let's talk about detox just as a general concept, because obviously that question shows there's a lot of confusion. So the word detox, a person may think, oh, I'm going to go detox. And so it's a detox. It's like it's something to do. There's a specific thought process, whatever the individual's thought process is of detox, whatever that word, the connotation of that word is in their mind. But let's define what detox means, okay? Detox means to get out of the body what isn't supposed to be there. Detox is a general term similar to the general term transportation, meaning that there's a way to transport yourself from one place to another place. Now, a car is a mode of transportation. A tricycle is a mode of transportation. A Learjet is a mode of transportation. And then when you talk about cars or Learjets, or when you talk about jets, cars, tricycles, you have different types of tricycles. You have different types of cars. You have different models of cars. And within the different models of cars, you have different different makes of cars and different makes of cars, and you have different models within those makes, and then you may have different sizes of engines within those particular models, within those particular makes of cars. So the point being, when you talk about transportation and you say, well, I'm going to transport myself from here to China. Well, are you going to take a jet? Are you going to drive a car? Are you going to take a submarine, you're going to try to tricycle. It's a huge difference. So people have to understand that the word detoxification is like the word transportation. It's very general, very general. It's a generic term. Now when you start thinking about this gentleman that just called, you know, in his mind, detox was chelation. Chelation is just one modality of toxicity. Chelation is only addressing one modality of toxicity, which is metals. There's many other modalities of toxicity, and they also have to be addressed. To think that chelation is going to solve your problem is misguided. It's not going to work that way because you're being exposed to all different. It's like thinking, oh, well, tricycles are road transportation. I'm going to take a tricycle from here to China. That's a misguided thing because it's a thought process because it's going to take you a couple of lifetimes to get from here to China in a tricycle. So we have to start to put this word of detox into a conceptual, a conceptually digestible morsel, I guess we can call it. In other words, we have to make it so that an individual can actually process what that means. And everybody has their own impression of what detoxification means. So now we talk about a gentleman that's in his mid-90s that's confined to an assisted facility, and what type of detoxification is available to them. And I think that the listener had immediately jumped to the aspect of chelation, or maybe Robert, you jumped to the word chelation. I don't know who. Somebody jumped to, somewhere along the line. We came down from chelation. Detoxification to heavy metals alone. But remember,
sure,
heavy metals is just one of, in my philosophy, just one of seven toxicities. Well, emotional psychological toxicity is probably the most significant one in cancer, for example, and many chronic diseases. And even though you can address the heavy metals and persistent organic pollutants and get rid of them and turn off the cancer, if you don't deal with the emotional psychological one, you're not going to fix the problem. The foods, for example, that's the sixth one. And it's not the types of foods, but it's what we do to the foods. And the seventh one is spiritual toxicity. The fourth one is energetic toxicity, exposure to electromagnetic radiation, Wi-Fi, ambient types of radiation that we're not even aware that we're being exposed to. So there's so many different types of toxicity. That's the first and foremost thing. If this particular individual is concerned about heavy metals, then we need to specify that they're concerned about getting detoxified for heavy metals. You can't just say detoxification and think that's going to happen. I had an amazing experience this past weekend. I was amazed that I would hear a person, a healthcare provider, say this. This was at a conference, a medical conference in Atlanta, actually Dr. Harvard's conference, and I lectured there. And this person comes up to me, a healthcare provider, and she says, I had my heavy metals addressed, Dr. Bitar, but, I'm after your lecture, I just started realizing maybe I need to do it again. I said, well, what do you mean you had it addressed? Well, I had my heavy metals taken out. Really? Okay, so what did you do? And I'm expecting her to tell me she had this treatment, that treatment, right? She says, well, I took, what did she say? I took some minerals, and she took an herbal detox support for a month and a half, and she felt that all her heavy metal issues were taken care of. I said, excuse me, a month and a half?
Wow.
I said, well, did you do any of the other products? This is a healthcare provider. And then I asked her, do you have any fillings in your mouth? Yes, about five, maybe six. And I then have to tell her, listen, you're outgassing 5 to 9 nanograms per deciliter per tooth per day for however many days you've had those amalgams in your mouth. Oh, that's since I was a teenager. And you think that taking a couple of herbs and a couple of vitamins is going to, for a month and a half, is going to detox you from your heavy metal issue? It's just absurd. This is a lifelong process. It's like saying, I've worked out once when I was in college, and so
I'm riding on that. Yeah, I don't need to exercise anymore. I think about that. If you could pull all that out of your system in a month and a half, I think you'd die. I mean, you want to talk about a radical detox. Very few life forms on Earth could withstand that kind of rapid detox. It'd be like G-force acceleration of the body splitting apart.
Yeah, it's actually the NERST equation is a physiological principle that basically says the body will not allow itself to undergo change so rapidly that it would actually induce harm. In other words, it's like a self-preservation system. And some of these IV pushes that we've talked about with IV chelation, it violates the nurse equation because it overrides that component. Mm-hmm. So what you're talking about is really part and parcel of that. I don't know if any treatment that could actually even like Risch analucite, that is a very potent chelator. It has 20% mortality, but it's very effective at pulling out metals. It used to be used as the antidote to nerve agent during World War II, but even that couldn't pull out metals that fast in a month and a half. I mean, that's just unbelievable. But what the absurdity to me was that this is a healthcare provider thinking that this is an alternative healthcare provider, an integrative approach. Individual that believes in integrative approach actually thought that she had, within a month and a half, taken some vitamins and some herbs, eliminated all her heavy metals. And it was shocking to me, that level of unawareness. So,
yes. You
know, if this is a lay person, I can say, okay, well, you know, they need to be educated. But this was a provider, and not just a conventional provider, a provider that's supposedly holistically oriented.
Well, which is why we don't want to assume just because they have a degree that they actually know more than you. In many cases, they've been made dangerous because of what they have learned. Listen, we're almost up on a break, and real quick, I got a question of the day, and we might not be able to get fully into it, but it was just a question about constipation, that this woman, Mary, claims that she's gone to GI, gastrointestinal doctors, pediatricians. They're all saying, in her mind, that Miralax is the safest remedy for constipation, that magnesium can cause death. I'm like, I don't think I've heard that from a doctor, but maybe you can comment on that. We'll do a little bit more discussion of detox. There's actually an interesting story, if we can get to it, about a woman whose heart had stopped for 45 minutes and then restarted by itself. You want to talk miracles? That's also part of the equation of life. Stick around. Medical Rewind continues with Dr. Rashid Bitar here and RSB, robertscottbell.com, and linked out to the international bestseller, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. Please, please read it and reread it. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't leave enough to dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for, your health therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their Skin and Body Gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
All right, talking detox with Dr. Bitar. Of course, I encourage you to read the book. So many times I say it, and you got to do it. And there's so many layers to detox. And this last question of the day we were just covering constipation. I mean, there's auto intoxication from material in the body that's just lodged in there, not moving on out. That'll compound toxicity any day of the week. And this woman saying that she's gone to doctors that told her that Miralax, which is, I don't know if it's over-the-counter prescription, but it's a drug product, is better than magnesium. I'm thinking, and then they say magnesium will kill you. I know you've had so much experience over the years, even as an ER physician, of how wonderful magnesium is. What's your perspective, Dr. Bitar?
Well, I would find it very difficult to believe, despite how ridiculous some doctors can be and how idiotic some doctors can be, that I would still have a very hard time believing that a doctor would say that magnesium will kill you. Because that's, that's just an absurdity for any doctor to say, because, even in advanced cardiac life support, one of the first lines of drug therapy is magnesium. For Torsades, that's the only thing that will work, and that's the only thing that the American College of Cardiology, the American Heart Association, will recognize as an effective therapy for Torsades. And, that's a life-threatening arrhythmia. So that I would just find it very difficult for a doctor to be that big of a buffoon to actually make that type of statement, because that would, even among any doctor that is worth their weight in salt, they know that that's a ridiculous comment, because intracellular magnesium is one of the most important things. Without, you've got sodium and chloride, the extracellular ions, and magnesium and potassium, the intracellular ions. So, again, I have a hard time believing that a doctor would say that. But
sure. But if they did, what would you say?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Well, if they did, if they told somebody that, of course, it's absurd. And we do have to deal with a whole constipated culture. You know, I was hospitalized as a child, and I was given an enema. You know, right. You know, there are ways to go besides drugs that can get things moving again.
Well, okay, so as far as the solution, if somebody's constipated, the easiest thing, the best thing, the most effective thing that I've found, in fact, we have a combination of this in our office. It's already made up in a powder form, is vitamin C and magnesium. And we say, you know, take that. Take half a teaspoon twice a day. Well, Dr. Charles, that's not working. Well, go up to half a teaspoon three times a day, or four times a day, or five times a day, or go up to 2 teaspoons or 3 teaspoons. I guarantee you it's going to make you go.
Yeah, and don't forget the water, of course. Don't forget the water, because a lot of this is dried out material in there that needs to be rehydrated and moved on out very rapidly. Yeah,
absolutely. That's one of the things. When a person is constipated, it's because they're basically chronically dehydrated. There's not enough water within the stool, so it becomes hard and compacted. And so by hydrating, it actually allows the stool to expand, become softer, and it can actually pass. So that's obviously the first thing. You want to hydrate, take magnesium and vitamin C, and that is the most natural way. But here's an even better way, because what you don't want to do is, you see, when you start taking things with a lot of what's a major ingredient in most of these fiber complexes? It's not cellulose, but the...
Well, you're talking about like the Metamucils of the world, where they put the... what the heck is the fiber that they use? Now I'm drawing a blank on it, too. Must be the end of the show.
Yeah, it's highly irritating to the colon, and then it also causes people become addicted to it, or they need it, and it's dependent upon it. What is it? Oh, my goodness, I can't even remember what it is now. But anyway, there's certain components within most of these high-fiber powders that they're irritating to the colon, and they rely upon the irritation to the gut to cause a bowel movement to occur. And you don't want to do that, because that's not good. So the steps that you should take if you are constipated, okay, first and foremost, hydration, hydration, hydration. Secondly, hydrate, hydrate, hydrate. Third, hydrate some more. All right. Fourth, start movement. Start exercising. Start walking, running, doing some type of activity where the body is moving. Deep breathing, in and out, inhalation, exhalation. That type of motion will help to facilitate the peristaltic natural movements of your bowel, but it'll enhance it. So exercising, in fact, one of the most common things done in certain cultures after you eat a meal, especially a big meal, is you take a walk, and that walk helps to digest the food.
Right.
And then third is magnesium and vitamin C. Excellent.
And by the way, I think psyllium was the word we were looking for. I forgot about that.
Yeah,
they bulk it up.
Psyllium up.
Yeah, that's it.
Psyllium up.
All right, Dr. Bitar, thank you for another wonderful edition of Advanced Medicine. Go to medicalrewind.com if you missed any. Of course, our syndicator, GCN, and naturalnewsradio.com. All around planet Earth, this is the place where we remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best. For my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your
body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.